Judy? Yes, and come on.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoah. Anabakoah, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatkin, Tzera, Alephet Gimel Yotak Tzadik, Tabel Rinat, Amcha Sadvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamren, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kashim, Barchem Tacharem, Rakame Sitkatcha, Tamid Gamlem, Betet Resh, Saritaf Gimel, Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tufa, Nael Adata, Hetchufet Tet Nunayan, Yachid Gehe, Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidushata Yud Gimelamet Pezayim Kuf Shavatenu Gabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talumo Shin Kufal Talumot. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechamnum, Erech Ayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, noseyawon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We'll now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. There's a verse from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'tchilu urchimu tchilu tchilu urchimu l'yachta l'shem yudhei b'vavhe b'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael l'imud Torah mitzvah l'asok Torah mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Berichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Wittata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dishot Veleid lach mila bialma divaye barnash ledach yaleya mineya ulam haga beya kalana dehaklu ovada dikshot inun wikola isterich bialma. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom l'ami l'Yisrael untati v'shakan tav tav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will connect to the 72 names of God by utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayola yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka heta ezayo ala da la awa he he a. Yozala me behe, he reyo he kome, la awa kala yo, la wawa pehe la, nu la ha yo yo yo, me la he, pehe wa, nu ta he he a, yo re ta shi a he, reyo yo awa me, la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da na nu yo he a me re he a yo yo sa he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he te wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo ta la me re he te yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa he nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he ya yo he za. He shi he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo wa a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 20th day of Tammuz, Rabbi Noson Nota Hanover, Rabbi Abraham Yitzhak Block, Rabbi Abraham Chaim Noah, Rabbi Chaim Shaul Keralitz. We will now connect to the meditation for the 3-week period. Tet Dalet He Dalet Kaf Vav Zion Vav Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi The gematria of these three names is 360, which is the same gematria as the letter Shin, Shin Yud Nun. So we have created a letter Shin. The word Sarah, Tzadi Resh He, has a gematria of 295. Sarah has the meaning of troubles. When we add the name of God, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adonai, of 65 to the 295, we have 360 once again, indicating that by adding the name Adonai to Sarah, we are able to transform it into retzeh, opportunities, desires, positive aspects. By creating this second shin, we are able to transform troubles into opportunities. The word Sim Shalom have a gematria of 726. And by utilizing the two shins that we have created and adding this one for each of the six names that we've used in this meditation, Tet Dalet He Dalet Kaf Vav Zayin Vav Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi Elohim Adonai and Hashem. By adding one for each of the six names, we have a gematria of 726, which is the energy that we can utilize to inject shalom, peace, shalim, completion into this energy of these 3 weeks, thereby sweetening the energy of chaos. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, starting with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yohe, yo aheni wa yohe, yo aheni wa yohe, yusod, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu. You are who me will you. Hold. You are who me will you. You are who me will you. You are who me will you. Netza. He are who me will you. He are. He are who me will you. He are who me will you. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wa yoha, yo ahoni wa wo yoho, yo ahoni wo yoho, yavura, yeah, niwi yosh, yeah, niwi yosh, yeah, niwi yosh, chesed, yeah, niwi yohe, yeah, niwi yohe. Yeah, anyway, yo, hey. Bina. Yeah, anyway, yo, hey. Yeah, anyway, yo, hey. Yeah, anyway, yo, hey. Ahma. Yeah, anyway, yo, ha. Yeah, anyway, yo, ha. Yeah, anyway, yo, ha. Getter. Yeah, anyway, yo, ha. Ya ahani wa yoha Ya'awani ha-yo-ha. We will now connect to the Esser Deep Road, the 10 utterances. Vaydaber ad Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-ele le-mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim lo yihyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pesel v'kal temuna asher b'shamayim Mima'al wa'asher ba'aretz mitachat wa'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh lachem v'lo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked awom avot al banim al shileishim v'al ribeim v'shonai v'yoseh chesed la'alafim la'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav ki lo yinake Hashem et asher isa et shemo lashav zachor et yom hashabbat lechad shoshet yamim tavo b'yasita kom lachtecha v'yom hashvi'i shabbat La'ashem Elohecha lo taseh ko melacha ata ubincha uvitecha avdecha v'amatcha uvhemtecha v'gercha asher b'sharecha ki sheshet yamim masa Hashem et ha-shamayim ואת הארץ, את הים ואת כל אשר בם, ויענך ביום השביעי. על כן ברך השם את יום השבת, ויקד שהוא. כבד את אביך, ואת אמך למען יעריקון. Yamecha al ha'adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach lo tirtach Lo tinach lo tigno Lo ta'ane bereacha Ed shaker lo tachmod Beit reecha Lo tachmod eshet reecha Ve'avdo v'amato, v'shoro v'achamoro, v'kol asher l're'echa. We'll now say the two lines of the Shema. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say in unity, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. we will now say a Kaddish that we utilize as a elevator to rise up to the level of our class. And we also use the Kaddish as the elevator to bring us down in a soft landing, in a gentle way. And we all say Amen.
Name Echie, Aleph Hey Yud Hey,
when spelled out using the letter hey, is 151. As explained, Israel, as explained earlier, previously, the divine names may be spelled out in various ways, depending on how the letters hey and vav are spelled. In the name Echieh, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, if the two letters hey are spelled out hey hey, we have Aleph equals 1, Lamed equals 30, and Hey equals 80. Then we have hey hey, 5, which is equals 5 and 5. Yud Yud equals 10, the vav is 6, and the dalet is 4. And the last hey is also 10, 5 for each hey's. And if we total that up, it comes to 151. The spelling out, called the Milui in Hebrew, signifies the fulfillment of latent potential, similar to the birth of a fetus hidden within the womb. Thus, in a certain sense, anger is the psychological fulfillment of the name Echieh, and rectifying it involves tracing it back to its source in this divine name. Furthermore, the numerical value of the name Echieh squared is also 151. The numerical value of Echieh is 21. When we square it, 21 times 21. Oh, I'm sorry. The squaring of a name is a different structure, which we will explain. Inter-inclusion is a characteristic of maturity. If we take the sum of the squares of each of the four letters that compose this name, we have 12 plus 52 plus 102 plus 52. And this is equal to 1 plus 1 squared is 1, 5 squared is 25, 10 squared is 100, and 5 squared is 25. Yeah, those number four numbers up, it comes to 151. And this technique is called ribua parati, individual squaring, summing the squares of each letter that make up the word. Squaring signifies maturation and development, similar to the way a child matures as he grows into an adult. This is because squaring a number makes that number inter-include all of its constituent units. For example, the number 5 may be envisioned as a set of 5 points, namely A through E. If 5 is squared, we have 25 points, or 5 A's, 5 B's, and so on. And the next few lines are basically explaining the idea of the squaring and the inter-inclusion, how they all interconnect. Inter-inclusion is the characteristic of maturity, since maturity means being able to see all sides of an issue and grant validity to other people. In Kabbalah, the maturation of the Sefirot from individual points into Partsufim is the process that marks the transition from the chaotic, unstable world of Tohu to the rectified world of Tikkun. Here again, anger is paradoxically seen to be the result of the maturation of the name Echieh, and its rectification involves tracing it back to its source in the divine name Echieh. Finally, that the combined numerical values of the name Elohim and Adonai is 151. Elohim is 86. Adonai is 65. And you see that totals 151. Elohim, Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, is 86. Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is 65, totaling 151. The name Elohim signifies God's attribute of judgment and severity, while the name Adonai signifies his attribute of authority and dominion. The word Adon means master or ruler. When these two divine attributes are combined, this also can produce anger, and thus the rectification of anger involves as well, tracing it back to these two attributes in the soul, as will be explained further on. These three aspects of vengeance are alluded to in the verse, I descended to the garden of nuts. The numerical value of the word for garden of, in Hebrew, yinat, spelled gimel nun tav, is 453, which is 3 times 151. And I am adding, the three aspects are Echie, Elohim, and Adonai. So where in your soul do they appear to manifest and or conceal is the actual question we need to ask. The nut symbolizes in Kabbalah the phenomena of evil surrounding holiness. Just as the shells of the nut surround the inner meat. Here too, anger is a shell that must be discarded, and in so doing, one reveals the inner goodness of the soul. This is the end of the passage in Sha'ar Pesukim, the Gate of Verses, and its parallel passage in Likutei Torah. In Sha'ar Ruach HaKodesh, the Gates of Holiness, with the Gates of the Spirit of Holiness, which contains, among other things, numerous remedies for various sins. These numerical equivalences are discussed at greater length. Therefore, to help understand this passage, we offer two links that are selected from the gates, the Holy Spirit of the Gate of Holy Spirits. Please link to the Remedy for Anger, Part 1. By meditating on the divine root of anger, one can fix it. Sha'ar Ruach HaKodesh, in the writings of the Ari, which it contains, amongst other things, numerous remedies, tikkunim, for various sins, including remedy number 13, a rectification for anger. The following is a remedy for someone who gets angry. Anger betrays at least a temporary lapse in the individual's belief that Hashem runs the world. Even though there is no explicit prohibition against anger in the Torah, it is nonetheless considered a most heinous sin, and the sages have even compared it to idolatry. This is because anger betrays at least a temporary lapse in the individual's belief that God runs the world and is responsible for every occurrence in life. For if God is responsible for everything, and everything God does is good, how is it possible to get angry? It is only possible if the person feels, at least for that moment, that he knows better than God what should be happening. And this is a subtle form of idolatry. He is considering his own understanding of how the world should be running superior to Hashem's. And as an aside, I have spoken to many people and explained how when one complains, when one is upset with something that happened in their life, their upset is an indication, and upset leads to anger. It's part of the process. It's a lower level of anger. Their upset that causes them to think, it shouldn't happen to me. They're really saying, I can run the world better than Hashem. I'm continuing to read. My master of blessed memory, before he departed for the life of the world that is coming, wanted to teach all the members of his following a remedy for anger. But he did not merit, or we, the students, did not merit to do it, since because of our numerous sins, I forgot the full explanation. The gist of the matter, however, is this. One should perform 151 fasts, corresponding to the numerical value of the word for anger. In Hebrew, ka'as, spelled kaf ayin samas. Plus one for the value of the word itself, known as the kolel. Now, I'm reminding people, this is an unwritten commentary. Let's read the next paragraph and then I can make the comment. Rabbi Schneur Zalman of Liadi explains in the Tanya that all the fasts prescribed in the works of Kabbalah for rectifying various sins do not constitute the substance of repentance. Sincere regret for past deeds and resolving not to repeat them. Rather, they are intended once the individual has already repented and been forgiven for his sin, to purify the soul from the damage the sin caused, and to reinstate the individual in Hashem's favor. Furthermore, these fasts are essentially not practical today, since our constitutions are much weaker than those of previous generations. Instead, we are to redeem these fasts by giving charity. There are three types of vengeance alluded to in the story of Pinchas. By avenging, my vengeance, and I did not destroy the children of Israel in my vengeance. During the morning prayers, one should meditate on the divine name Echieh, as it is spelled out with the letter He, the numerical value of which is 151. During the afternoon prayers, one should meditate on the name Echieh squared, which also equals 151. And during the evening prayers, one should meditate on the divine name Adonai Elohim, the combined numerical values of which is 151. Rectifying involves tracing it back to its source in this divine name. This is explained in the Gates of Verses and its parallel passage in the Likutei Torah. The idiom vengeance is mentioned three times in the verse. God spoke to Moses, saying, Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, turned back my anger against the children of Israel by avenging my vengeance against them. I therefore did not destroy the children of Israel in my vengeance. It seems that we're going back through the what we've already covered in the previous essay. It is different, actually. I remember when I wrote it, I thought it was the same, but it turned out to be different. So, and I recommend you finish reading this essay. But I want to move forward to talk about the daughters of Zelophehad, the Strength of Sisters essay, which is in your handout that we were reading before I went to the Remedy for Anger. The only thing I will say about the Remedy for Anger in our generations, as you read in the Tanya, it's recommended not to do fasts. But if you wanted to do 151 fasts because you've gotten angry, and you did teshuvah and would never get angry again, and wanted to do 151 fasts, it would mean you can't fast on Shabbat. Recommended not to fast on Shabbat, not to fast on the day before Shabbat, which is Friday, and not to fast on the day after Shabbat, which is Sunday. So what days can you fast? Monday to Thursday. But on days when you hear the Torah, you're not supposed to fast. And since we read the Torah Mondays and Thursdays, that leaves only 2 days for fasting. And these fasts are sunrise to sunset. So it will take 75 weeks to do 151 fasts. What the modern sages have recommended instead of a fast, we should contribute to tzedakah. So, should you give $151? If you can afford it, yes. If you can afford it, you should give $1,510, 10 times 151. But if you can't, so you give 151 quarters, nickels, dimes, such that you are stretching, but you can still afford it without causing financial harm. And this tzedakah should be given to truly poor people, which we cover in our classes on tzedakah. Continuing to read from the Strength of Sisters. The daughters of Zelophehad manifest supernal forces of divine strength. In this week's Torah reading, God gives the mitzvot regarding the division of the land of Israel among the tribes, the clans, and families of the Jewish people. After hearing these mitzvot, the five daughters of a man named Zelophehad, who had not had any sons, argued that they too deserved a portion of the land. even though land had been only apportioned explicitly to the sons, to the males. Know that Tzlofat personified the source of the five states of Geburah. And this is alluded to by the fact that the letters of his name spell the word for the shadow of fear. In Hebrew, Tzel Pachad. Fear is the emotion associated with the attribute of Geburah. His five daughters personified the five states of Geburah. As we have seen previously, there are five states of Geburah in Bina and Das, which then become the Geburah components of the five principal sephirot of the emotions, Chesed Tohov. Specifically, they personify the five states of Geburah that remain within the Yesod of Zeranpin and do not enter Malchut. Instead, other states of Geburah take their place and enter Malchut as is known. I am adding, the world could not exist if these states of judgment, Geburah, came directly into the physical world. Since they become sweetened by the five states of Chesed in the Sefirah of Yesod, the world is able to handle these ten states as they come into the world while in a mixed state of affairs. The work of man is to separate between the Chesed and Geburah states of consciousness. And that's why we do the 13 attributes of mercy after we have brought a creation by saying the Ana B'Koach. We are separating between the Chesed and the Geburot. The earth, and specifically the land of Israel, personifies Malchut. The first set of states of Geburah that descend from Ima to Zeranpin remain within it until they are sweetened by the states of Chesed within Zeranpin. They are then transferred to Malchut, to the Nukva. Therefore, Moses was unsure whether or not they deserved a portion in the land, in Malchut. The earth, and specifically the land of Israel, personifies Malchut. These five daughters personified the five states of Geburah, but there are iterations of the five states of Geburah that do not reach Malchut. So Moses was not sure whether they personified the iterations that reached Malchut or not. God told him that since they do not shine into Malchut, they deserve a portion of the land. Even the iterations of the five states of Geburah that do not themselves enter Malchut shine some of their light into Malchut. And therefore, no matter what iteration of the five states of Geburah the five daughters of Tzlofat personified, they deserved a portion in the land. Of these five states of Geburah, three of them are sweetened by the states of Chesed within Zeranpin, and two are not, as is known. The three that are sweetened were personified by the daughters Hogla, Milka, and Tirtza. This is because Chogla means she has a holiday. In Hebrew, it parses into Hagla. She celebrates because she is sweetened. Milka's name indicates her essence. Milka can be vocalized Malka, meaning queen, clearly associated with Malchut, sovereignty. Tirtza means a will or and loving kindness. Tirtha means she will want, indicating goodwill and desirability, which is possible only if the givorah has been sweetened by chesed. The two that were not sweetened were Machla and Noah. Machla can be interpreted in she will be wiped out, similar to, and he wiped out, in Hebrew, vayimach, all life. Noah is similar to the words meaning swaying. In the verse, the earth is swaying like a drunkard. It is rocking to and fro like a hut. Its iniquity shall weigh it down, and it shall fall to rise no more. These two names are thus associated with states of Givurah that have not been sweetened and with Chesed. I am adding, these two Givurot do get sweetened while in Yesod, although it is not sweetened in comparison to the other three. That is the end of the essay. It is the end of our class. Are there any questions? Tomorrow we have three classes. One is at noon West Coast time. I have a doctor's appointment. I hope to be back in time, but if I'm not, please do the meditation of the Tikkun Chatzot yourselves. The other two classes, one at 4:30 and one at 7. The 4:30 class will continue our deep study from the Zohar, and the 7 o'clock class will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. I bid you all Shavua Tov, a good week, a week of peace. Shalom Gadol, much peace. And good and balance in this period of the 3 weeks. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom
Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.